Let's look over here. I want to tell you about the possibilities for different kinds of artist residencies I could run. An artist residency is great for people who want to learn with me, but you may or may not resonate with being a multiverse memoir creator. The first stream of artist residency is for students and practitioners of ancestor theater or celestial theater. The second is for spiritual gift development and creative craft development. Ancestor theater or celestial theater is essentially a form of creating work for theater, film, TV, books, multimedia, or performance art that collaborates with ancestors and the spirit world in its foundation. What you're doing is creating stages as altars for ancestors to move, heal, and evolve. Stages can be a screen, they can be outdoors, they can be pages in a book. And this is truly one of my deepest places of joy and expertise. Celestial theater is essentially a combination of theater and astrology that I have practiced for a long time. The gift and craft development stream is for folks who may or may not be working on a specific project, but you want support to develop your spiritual and creative gifts, technologies, methodologies, and craft. So a pilot program here could look like I make space for 3 to 5 people in 2026 to work with across these streams. So if you're writing a script, if you're directing a film, if you're building a methodology, if you're going deeper into your gifts or crafts, and you want me on your team to help you through your process, no matter what stage you're at. For these people, we would create a personalized curriculum for you, including spending time in the Otherworldly Giant's creative and spiritual luxury spa. We could also look for places I could come directly onto your project and assist you where you need. What is a creative and spiritual luxury spa, you ask? Well, this is a space I've created to house my most powerful gifts and mentorship, including my practice with quantum astrology, animal communication, numerology, spiritual diagnosis, clairvoyant tarot, and more. Spending time in my spa means we sit together one-on-one for a personalized reading or mentorship session. You can choose a luxury spa service from my menu, and I'll include a link to the menu so you can check it out. I imagine putting some village funding aside to support my livelihood while I offer this mentorship. And the people I work with could also receive a study grant to work together. For example, I could offer someone a $5,000 grant and you receive my mentorship 4 times a year. Let me pause for a minute and talk about what would happen at the end of this campaign if I come to the conclusion that the village is not, in fact, willing to exchange money in this way. What if I try to gather money toward this cause and it doesn't work? Because there is no guarantee that it will. This is where I would change my mentorship model into a high-ticket consultation business. I would then charge people 4 figures to work with me in this capacity or book sessions in my luxury spa. I would have to keep my prices high in order to keep the lights on, and you know, I can back up my prices. And truly, this is what a lot of people have advised me to do over the years. But let me tell you a little story about my journey with my first therapist. I lucked out with my first therapist who happened to be an incredible person to work with. I saw her pretty regularly between 2009 to 2016. I learned so much from our time together, and the work we did made it possible for me to go deeper in my ancestor healing journey. We ended on good terms, and on our last day, she told me how much my presence had changed her practice. That me just showing up, me being my messy-ass self with all my anxious attachment issues, what I had brought forward in my commitment to heal, to be who I am, to share how I think and my unique perspective. She told me that I had challenged her to become a better person on many occasions, and that I had challenged her practice to go deeper. She affirmed that my presence was felt across her entire practice. Remember my friend Raven, who has been a constant good friend over the last 15 years. We've both seen each other through so much. And I was telling this story about my therapist to Raven recently, and she said, yeah, and Shanga, what you did in that therapy room then gave back so much to the community. in terms of everything I created and held. The queer performance showcases I organized, the healing work I did with other people. What I did in the therapy room was felt across the entire village. My point here is to recognize, in the thriving village, we support both the healer and the person who seeks to heal. We consider both these positions essential labor that requires reciprocity. For 7 years, I put a lot of money into that one therapist. When we closed our relationship, while there was an acknowledgement of how much I had given to her practice, she didn't give me any of my money back as a return, now did she? She couldn't if she wanted to. That's against the rules or whatever, you know, therapist or social work guild she's a part of. Neither did my village give me anything, because there's no system for the village to pour back into us when we complete major phases in our healing journey. The principal of this village artist grant system advocates for both parties. We do not put the entire financial burden of healing work onto the client. Pause to let that land. Nor do we ask the healer to absorb the financial burden of lowering their prices to the point of depletion in order to accommodate their clients. And honestly, in our current therapy models, both things are happening. Clients feel financially burdened, even as therapists try and keep their prices low, and therapists and healers are still feeling overworked and financially depleted. This village system is my way of changing that, correcting that, rebalancing that. Why did my therapist give me my money back? I did good work. I completed the mission. Now this part has me dead, right? What would happen if she went to her social work guild and was all like, can I just pay this witch, please? she needs some money after everything she's been through in therapy. Can I just give her some cash? And they'll be like, no, you may not. All right, let me take you over here and tell you about my open, closed classroom and my open or closed rehearsal room. These are part of my public or semi-public offerings that I would offer on YouTube, closed Zoom rooms, or special local events. These are for folks who want to learn with me, but maybe you don't want to go through an entire residency. Maybe you just want like a really amazing quantum astrology reading, or you want an animal communication reading, or you want to learn more about the principles and techniques of ancestor theater. This is where I can create a lot of fun things to share on YouTube, meaningful events we can organize online for bigger audiences, or even places that I can travel to host amazing in-person events. For example, I can host animal communication circles. These are incredibly powerful. They can accommodate large or small groups of people. In my animal communication practice, I work with the animal kingdom in general, and I also can channel messages from your personal animal companion, in body or in spirit. In an animal communication circle, I would usually begin by channeling a message from the animal kingdom to help us move through the times that we're in. Then I would open the floor to do personal readings for folks who want me to communicate with their animal. Similar things can be done with any of the technologies that I work with, including quantum astrology, numerology, and more. Readings can be done for folks on my YouTube channel. With enough village funding, I could offer some kind of honorarium, like $500, for folks to come on the channel and receive a reading in public, because that's vulnerable. If you're interested in getting a reading like this, you can indicate interest for the open or closed classroom. Now, let me tell you about the After School Ancestors Drama Club. I love this one so much. This is the open or closed rehearsal room. This is where I invite guests to do script readings with me. So this can also be done on YouTube, closed Zoom rooms, or local in-person events. Think of it as a crash course on skills and techniques in ancestor or celestial theater. Say on YouTube, I bring in a script that I wrote, or we can take a script from a beloved TV show. I invite a couple actors, along with a dramaturg and some witnesses. Now, you don't have to be a professional actor to do this, you can just want to play. So this would be a live demo on how I direct my rehearsal rooms, how I support the actors to find their characters, and how a team works to support the process. Plus, I then take you through how you unpack and pull out the ancestral and celestial medicine embedded in the script, which ultimately teaches us something important about the current moment in time. I have a dream of partnering with parents or caregivers who are raising or homeschooling teens, i.e. weirdo, gender fabulous, spiritually gifted teens who are excited to learn theater from the ancestors' point of view. I think about who I was as a spiritually gifted teen in a context where nobody knew, you know, what was going on with me or how to support me, and how much my life would have changed if I just had appropriate eldership and guidance that I could trust. And I also think about how many parents and caregivers are turning to homeschooling as our mainstream education systems get more and more toxic and unbearable. I would love to give artist grants to parents. I think we've talked about the injustice of their unpaid labor for too long. Let's put money on it now. I would love to find where the possibilities are for me to come in and run these kinds of rehearsal rooms for teens. My only request is that I want to work with the weirdos. This is, of course, so that I can pay some respects to my weirdo teen self, or teen wolf, as it were. If this is you, please indicate your interest via the entry portal. Next, let me tell you about the Farmers Market Innovation Committee Social Club. I just love the name and how it's really long. We could also call this the Party Planning Committee, aka the PPC, or the Committee to Plan Parties. You let me know which one you prefer. My idea here is to put together a team of folks who want to invest in the researching and practicing of innovation ideas as to how to run our businesses so that we don't have to rely so much on social media for marketing. Yes, even if you run an online business or a partial online business. You know, I'm not going to pitch why this is important. I think we already know. See, so I have lots of ideas of what we could do, you know, including setting up regular farmers markets that can be local or also online. And these can be run alongside money-making workshops so that we have regular places to promote our work without having to rely on apps or hustle so hard on our email lists. These can be spaces to introduce ourselves and share our current services. Or people can say, you know, I'm looking for this kind of thing. Who's doing that? I'm also thinking of the possibility of creating like some kind of phone book, like the ancestors' LinkedIn. Just an organized way of finding each other. I know a lot of people are already thinking about this and working on this particular issue. My point is to say we can also fund the process of innovation through this village system, i.e. we can create some kind of stipend or salary for folks who are well suited to take on this research and organizing. This kind of organizing can extend to creating more opportunities to socialize and have fun together. Game nights, trivia, hangouts, social mixers. Maybe even matchmaking? I will definitely support that initiative and observe, and definitely not participate in such a thing as matchmaking, she said on September 12, 2025 at 4:22 p.m. I just yelled like that because I wrote that down at 4:22 p.m. and now when I'm recording it, it is also 4:22 p.m. And 4:22 is just a very important number for me in terms of numerology. I'll get into that another time, but what is the universe trying to tell me? Okay. If you're interested in joining such a committee or you want to see something like this happen, please indicate Farmers Market Innovation Committee on your letter of interest form. All right, good listeners, let's move on to the next voice note, part 3 of this section, to wrap up our garden party tour.